This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf Yeshua, up to Simon Kuf Yud Sif Hey. We're learning the halachas of Tefillas Haderech. Short day today. Ein tzarich loymar oisa el pamachas v'yam. You only have to say Tefillas Haderech once a day. Afilu im yanuach ba'ir be'emtzayim. Even if you rest in the city in the middle of the day. Avlam datoy lolon ba'ir. If you have in mind to sleep in the city. V'yachar kach nimlach. Then you change your mind. V'yatzvi meno. And you leave lavar chutzla to pass outside of the city. Oilosh of lebesor to go home. Tzarich lachso espal oisa pamacheres. You need to say it again. So in other words, Tefillas Haderech is once a day. Provided that you had in mind, you're going to be traveling the whole day. But let's say you stop traveling, and then something unexpected happened, then you set out to the road again, then you say Tefillas Haderech again, says the Mishnah Berurah, B'yoyim perish b'chol yom v'yom, every single day. Now, does the shot clock start from the night, or from the day? Yeah? The Shevet Alevi says, the Shulchan Shlomo says, the night follows the day. So, in other words, if you said it in the morning and you're traveling at night, you do not say it again. L'chayra, that's the din by dinei tefila. Now, what if the second travel was different than the first? What if first you're driving on the highway and then you're going on a plane? It doesn't matter. It's one tefilas haderech a day. Kol zman shu baderech mechuyv loymer oisa. So long as you're on the road, you're mechuyv to say it. Im yanuach rotzalam Hashem misakiv sham, you delay there ezer shoyes a few hours kedei lanuach ve'achar kach choyzer v'halchadarkai, and then you continue on the path. Kivin kishenach be'ir, since when you rest in the city daita yalach sevelelech, you had in mind to hit the road again. Ein tzarich lach selvarich, you don't have to go back and make another bracha. But if you change your mind, you have to do it again. Tzarich to have a hesach hadas. V'chol shekenim lan b'derech ba'ushpiza b'layla. Certainly, if you, so to speak, let's say you have a road trip. You're driving to Panama. Anyone know how long it takes to drive to Panama from New York? Say what? You could drive to Panama from New York? Yeah, through Mexico. Yeah, through Mexico. That's what I was told. Anyway, let's say you have a road trip. And you, so if you stay over in the Holiday Inn at night, but what if you travel the whole night? You're traveling the whole night. You're not stopping off in an inn. You just, you know, doze a little bit in the car. So if you're going to just rest a little bit by your host. Then you'll make Tefillas Haderech in the morning without a chasima. However, if, let's say, you sleep, even ashinas keva, tachas kipas hashamayim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can make the bracha in the morning. By the way, what if you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you hit the road before alois hashachar? Do you make another bracha? Says Be'er Halacha, yes. Does that have a hesach hadas gamor? That is a full-fledged hesach hadas. He brings from Shlomo Zalman that in a situation where you're not saying Tefillas Haderech with a bracha, you should incorporate it into Shema Koleinu before you hit the road. I would ask on that, how are you allowed to do that? It's true, this way you gain that you're having a bracha with the Tefillas Haderech, but isn't the halacha that you're supposed to say Tefillas Haderech once you are out of the extremities of the city? Isn't there a shear?
The case.
What?
The case. That's why it's not making a bracha, no? It's traveling, then it's traveling.
But let's say the guy is traveling all night and he pulls over to a rest stop and he just snoozes. But in the place that he's in, he can't make Tefillas Haderech because he's still within the parameters of civilization. So he should make Tefillas Haderech in Shema Koleinu. But he can't make Tefillas Haderech here. So you say it's talking about a case where you could, where you're in the forest. Okay. Okay. Sifvav. This is what Rabbi Yaakov mentioned yesterday. Haram me Rottenberg, the mayor of Rottenberg, the Marami Rottenberg, Kisha Yoitzadech, when we go out on a trip, Baboiker, Haya Imra Achar Yehi Ratzain. He would say, after Yehi Ratzain, he would juxtapose the Tfil Sadech to that bracha. Why? Because Tfil Sadech doesn't start with a baruch. We mentioned yesterday there's no malchus. So this way you utilize the baruch of the Hagoyim El Chasadim Tavim Lama Yisrael, and you make it smucha lechaverta. Kedei lahasmicha lebirchas Hagoyim El Chasadim, v'tia bracha smucha lechaverta. Now it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch is not saying you should do this. He's not saying Yeshoimrim you should do this. He's not even saying the Marami Rotenberg said you should do this. He's not even saying the opinion of Marami Rotenberg is it's good to do this. He's just telling you what the Marami Rotenberg did. Which is interesting. When he had to leave in the morning before davening for a pressing need, and he would have to say the brachas on the road, Hayah masmich hatfilas hadarach achar yihiratzain. He would juxtapose the tefillas hadarach after yihiratzain, avuk shumahalech achar atfila. But when he would go after davening, ainu yachal omer tefillas hadarach kodem atfila. He couldn't say tefillas hadarach before davening. Tehalay al kapanim aser laamra ad shechzik badarach. Because like we just mentioned, you can't say tefillas hadarach until you hit the road. K'mash yikasa v'siv zayin. Now, so what do you do? What do you do if you want to say Tefillas Hadarach after davening? Says Mishabura, Smucha Lechaberta, She'eno Pesachas Baruch, Tefillas Hadarach does not begin with a Baruch. V'im Hoylech Be'emtza Hayoim, if you leave in the middle of the day, Yasmichenu Lebracha Acheres. So this is very interesting. In order to make Tefillas Hadarach a Bracha, Smucha Lechaberta, do you need to say a bracha arucha before it? Like, Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu v'chalam, alamech v'agala, Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu v'chalam, ki atah Hashem, toi v'noi d'lcha ala oretz v'ala mechya, Baruch atah Hashem ala oretz v'ala mechya? Or could you even juxtapose it to Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu v'chalam, shahakol niya b'dvaray, yihi ratzon mofanecha? And if a bracha kitzara is not good enough because it doesn't end with a baruch, what about bar nefashos, where you said baruch atah Hashem l'kinu v'chalam, bar nefashos rabbis chazanan al kamash shabarasa, like a baruch chei ha'elamim, where it doesn't really end with a baruch atah Hashem?
You say shahakol, you have to eat something then.
I mean,
you have
sick
anyway.
Ah, so, and is shahakol going to be a hefsik? So look in the, so in other words, the Mishabru is going to say a bracha achroina. Is it because you need a bracha arucha? Or is it because you don't need a bracha arucha? You can even do a bracha zara. But a bracha kitzara, there's going to be a hefsik. Meaning you could clear, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? He says, kagon sheyoichal, you eat, o yishte ezadavar, v'yivarech bracha achroina. So is that because bracha rishayna is kitzara, or because bracha rishayna, there's a hefsik? Oy yatil mayim, or you go to the bathroom, v'yam rasha yatzar. So, that's a question. In the dirshu they bring that, by the way, what if you take a cruise and you're on a boat for a very long time? So the first thing is, why do you do it? Now you're stuck there, and usually they make you, now you have to listen to a chazan. Now I like chazanos, but not when they tie you up and you can't leave. On my time you can listen to it. But not now. Not only you're seasick for 7 days, now you have to listen to a chazan the whole time. Okay. Hopefully they paid you a lot of money to go on that boat. I hope you didn't pay for it. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman said if you're on the boat for many days, then you only say Tefillas Hadarach on day one. And the rest of the days you say without a bracha. But I'm interested in the bracha smucha lechaverta in number 26. Where is number 26? The Dirshu says it's mashma, that it will not help to be masmucha to bracha rishayna Why? Because it's a bracha kitsara. And the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Zayin says some say bracha kitsara is not capable of being masnach bracha acheres. But the Chassam Sofer writes in Hagos Chassam Sofer, the reason why you can't be masmechet to a bracha rishayna is because it's a hefsek. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tes of Katan Ches says achila is not a hefsek for being masmech lechaverta. So the vart is because it's a bracha kitsara. Now Bari Nefashos, what? Why is it? Why? What do you mean?
The halalucha at the end of halal is a bracha smucha lachaverta. It's an after, and it's next to a shekhi disham from the smusa, which is a bracha ketzara.
Maybe the pshat is that halal is one big bracha. It's a bracha arucha that begins with baruch and ends with melech mehula batish bachais. It's two separate brachais. Halal is two separate brachais.
If you're counting mea brachos, you don't count two brachos.
If you would have asked me, I would have said it's one. Okay, look at what he says. He says, bar nefashos, even though it's not chaysemes bebaruch, he brings something very interesting. That va'afshe gam berchas bar nefashos eino chaysemes bebaruch, tzarech loymar, what's the reason you can't be masmech to a bracha that doesn't end with baruch? Because it all looks like one bracha. What's the lambda? So this is very interesting. What's the reason you can't be masmech to a bracha ketzara? Because when you masmech to a bracha ketzara, it looks like the whole thing becomes one long bracha. But since bar nefashos ends, baruch hei ha'olamim, it no longer looks like one bracha, so you can be masmech it to the bracha ketzara. It's not a din that you could only... See, I would have said, you know why you can't be masmech to a bracha ketzara? Because you have to be masmech it to the words, baruch atah Hashem, and in a bracha ketzara, you already have the words... Boyer Priya Eitz, Boyer Priya Adama. So you need to juxtapose it to a long bracha because a long bracha ends Baruch Ata Hashem Ala Mechibah Gagala. But he's bringing you could be masmeche to Bar Nefashais because the only reason you can't be masmeche to a bracha Ketzara is because of how it looks. So Bar Nefashais does not have that appearance. Any event, Uvamakim Shein Yachal Lasis Kozeh. One second. In a place where you can't juxtapose it to another bracha, you don't have what to make a bracha on. V'gam hu yoshiv ba'agala, or you're on a wagon. Bein anoshim einam roitzim lahamtin al v'acher v'yala. They don't have time for you until you do this procedure. Afal pike mutter loymer tefilas haderach. You could still make tefilas haderach without being masmechit to a bracha. And that was the minhag of the Chazonish and Reb Chaim Enra and the Stipler. They were not masmech tefilas haderech to another bracha. The kamri shanim soibrim tefilas haderech in sricha shtiya smucha lechaverta ayin betor beis Yosef. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach. Good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.